The Lord be with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They said to him, "Some say John the Baptizer, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But you," he said, "who do you say that I am?" Simon spoke up and said, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of John. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I, for my part, say that from now on you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the power of evil will not overcome it. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then Jesus sternly warned them to tell no one that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord. The first and the gospel reading today are parallel stories. And both of them have as an instruction what it is to exercise authority. In both of them, the authority is seen in binding and in loosing. And that the person who exercises authority needs the wisdom to exercise this art. It's not a science. There are no rules for it. It is an art by which a person in authority is able to constructively lead a community, be that community a work community, a church community, a civic community, an educational community, be that the community of the family. Binding and loosing. Binding has to do with creating good order. Loosing has to do with creating the opportunity for freedom of the individual. If the binding is too tight, then the individual becomes merely a cog in the wheel of the business, of the faith community, of the civic community, of the family. Binding too tightly issues in tyranny, tyranny over others. Loosing without any restraint places the community at the service and the whim of the individual, and whatever that person's desires or wants might be, it creates chaos. It is no longer a society. It is no longer a unity. It is no longer a collective. So it's not either or, binding or loosing, it's both and. Well, Jesus says to Peter, and Jesus says to the church, He says to Peter in the 16th verse, pardon me, the 16th chapter, three chapters earlier in the 13th chapter, he says that to all of the disciples, you are to bind and you are to loose. You are to make sure that the community of faith remains a community of faith, a community faithful to the word. And you are to make sure that there is enough room, enough freedom within that community so that the Spirit of God can truly move and can create something new. And that's the art. It takes an immense wisdom to be able to do that. At the close of the Second Vatican Council, in its description of authority within the church, these words are found. For the nurturing and the constant growth of the people of God, the Lord has instituted in his church a variety of ministries which must work for the good of the whole body. So the object of the ministries is to work for the good of the whole body. These ministers are to be servants of their sisters and brothers, so that all who are of the people of God and thus enjoy a strong Christian dignity can work toward a common goal freely and in an orderly manner, and so arrive at eternal life. That's what it is to exercise ministry within the church, and I would suggest that's what it is to exercise leadership or authority within a family, within a workplace, within a classroom, within a civic community, within a neighborhood, within a city, within a nation. The common good of all cannot be served without a wise binding and loosing. As we pray today, we pray for ourselves, because everyone here is in some role of authority, that we may have the wisdom to bind and to loose. And every one of us here is under some authority. We pray that the authority have the wisdom to bind and to loose. Jesus will say in another place, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I stand in the midst of them. Well, sometimes we crowd each other so tightly that there is no space. And when there is no space between persons, there is no midst into which Jesus can stand.